Shalom to all. Today we're going to learn Maseches Ma'aser Sheni, Parakeh, Mishnah Aleph, and Mishnah Beis. And today's Mishnah are being learned Leilu Nishmas, Maris Miriam Sarah, Basar Yaakov, Baisha, Her Neshama, Shadav Naliyah, and Peschos, Rachel Basvar, Geto, and Daniel Eliezer, Ben Spire, Rachel, they should be Gebench, Bezer Shal Kayama, Bekar of Mamish. Now, up until now in the Masechta, we've been learning about Ma'aser Sheni. But this parak begins teaching us about Kerem Revai. Now, as we've learned about in previous Masechtas, the first 3 years of fruit from a tree is called Arla, and it's usher to eat. The fourth year's fruits are called Revai. Revai is a lashon of Arba, four. Now, this Revai is either called Kerem Revai, which is referring to grapes, or Neta Revai, which refers to fruit from a tree. Now, these fruits are permitted to eat. However, very similar to Ma'aser Sheni, they have to be brought up to Yerushalayim and eaten there. If he can't bring them up, so he could be paid to them and bring the money up. So Mishnah Aleph begins by telling us, Kerem Revai, Metzainen Oisa Bekoizes Ois Adama. It has to be marked with clumps of earth. When he has vines that are Kerem Revai, he has to put special clumps of earth over there to mark, to show everyone that this is Kerem Revai. Something similar, Vishal Arla Becharsis. If these vines are Arla, so he has to mark them up with Charsis, which is a type of earth which is used to make earthenware kalim. And Vishal Kavarais, when there's a kever here, Besid, he has to mark it with whitewash. Umacha Veshaifech, and he mixes it with water, and then he pours his whitewash all around the kever. But now going back to Revai, Amar Shimon ben Gamliel, Shimon Gamliel says, "Bamed dvar marmurim, when was this said that we have to put these special clumps of earth to mark that these vines are Revai? B'shvius, that's only on Shemitah. On Shemitah, everything in his field is Hefker. So everyone's going to be coming into his field and they're going to be taking whatever's growing there and they have to know that this is Revai so that they can treat it properly. So that's why he has to mark it on Shemitah. If it's not Shemitah, so no one's allowed in his field anyway and so there's no reason to mark his vines which are Revai." Now the Mishnah continues, Vatsnuim, the people that are very careful with Halacha, Manichan es Hamais, they just place money down, Va'aymrim, and they say, Kol hanilkat mizeh, anything which is taken from this Revai, Yehe mecholol al hamais ha'elu, its Kedusha should be transferred onto this money, then they don't bother marking their Revai vines, and therefore anyone that takes is automatically mecholol, and they're doing everyone else a favor by taking this responsibility off of them. And now moving on to Mishnah Beis, we're going to see a slight difference between Kerem Revai and Ma'aser Sheni. Ma'aser Sheni, we know, as long as he's outside Yerushalayim, he's allowed to redeem it. That means even if he's right outside the wall of Yerushalayim, he could still redeem his Ma'aser Sheni. However, Mishnah Beis tells us, Kerem Revai, when we're dealing with Kerem Revai, he has to bring up his Kerem Revai into Yerushalayim if he's within a day's journey to Yerushalayim in any given direction, which means that he's not allowed to redeem his Kerem Revai if he's right outside the wall of Yerushalayim. Even if he's a day's journey away from Yerushalayim, he's not allowed to redeem his Kerem Revai. He has to bring it into Yerushalayim. And why is that? That's because Chazal wanted the marketplaces of Yerushalayim to be decorated with so many beautiful fruits that are being brought in, so they didn't want people just bringing money in, they wanted actual fruit being brought in. The Mishnah just asks, Ve'ezu hi tchuma, what exactly is a tchum? What exactly is the border of this day's journey outside Yerushalayim? Elas min adarim, elas from the south, ve'akravas min atzafon, akravas from the north, Lord min amayrav, Lord from the west, ve'hayarden min amizrach, and the Jordan from the east. If a person lives within these areas, so that means he lives within a day's journey of Yerushalayim, and he would have to bring his Kerem Revai into Yerushalayim. But the Mishnah continues, Umisha Rabu HaPeres, once it became a time that there was so much fruit being brought into Yerushalayim, so Eskinu Shehe Nifte Samach L'chaima, Chazal made a takana that this fruit is allowed to be redeemed right next to the wall of Yerushalayim. Forget about a day's journey. Even though he's right outside the wall, he could redeem his Kerem Revai. However, Utanai Haya Hadavar, there was a Tanai, a stipulation built into this, She'emas Ashiyirtsu, that whenever Chazal wants, Yachzer Hadavar L'Kamais Shehaya, they're allowed to revert it back to the original way, back to that original Takana, that if you live within a day's journey of Yerushalayim, you're not allowed to redeem your Kerem Revai, you have to bring it into Yerushalayim. Now, the reason why there had to be this stipulation built into it is because there's a halacha that once Chazal make a Takana, a Bezdin later on down the line is not allowed to undo that Takana. So the only way to go about undoing this Takana is if they built a stipulation into it by saying, if we want, we could take away this Takana. Rabbi Yossi Amar, he tells us, Mishachar Beis HaMikdash Haya HaTanai Hazeh. This Tanai was only after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. Utanai Haya, and the Tanai was that Emosai Shebana Beis HaMikdash, that when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt, Be'ez Hashem should be speedily in our days, so then, Yachzer Adavar L'Kamais Shehaya, everything's going to then revert back to what it was originally, that if you lived within a day's journey of Yerushalayim, no redeeming your Kerem Revai, you have to bring it into Yerushalayim. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow with Mishnah Gimel and Dalid. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.